Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox alongside Dan Buck. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, sir.
Now I'm going to speak in general because sometimes when it's a news story, you have to, I guess, be a little careful in some of the things you say because it could also be part of, you know, court cases in the future. But in Edwardsville, there's an ex-principal, and this is on Fox 2, sentenced for a sexual relationship with teen.
A 17-year-old,
Why do adults do that in a school setting? I quite frankly do not understand that if you're getting into the education field, why you would think that any time at anywhere this would ever be appropriate. Why would they put themselves in that position, one? And if they, for whatever reason, have that sort of temptation, why wouldn't they remove themselves from that and think that maybe jail time is a better alternative? I just don't get it.
Yeah, and in this case, too, the female being the adult and the male being the student, that's somewhat unusual. No, oftentimes it's males who you know, unfortunately.
More and more common.
Yeah, and in this case, it was part of a plea deal. She was sentenced yesterday to 4 years, but and pled guilty. The victim said as part of any plea deal, she had to admit guilt and say she was sorry. So in the hearing, that apparently occurred. But yeah, you can't put sense or logic, especially in these types of cases. And some people say, well, he was 17. He was almost an adult. No, it's still illegal. And, you know, as an adult, especially as an administrator, you know, the HR rules better than anybody. Right. And I just think that you gotta let common sense rule the day, you know. It's sad. And you know, find another teacher. If you feel that, you know, compelled that you got to have relations, you know, find somebody over the age of 18. It's pretty cut and dry. The law is pretty clear. A minor is a minor, and I don't care if it's 12 or 17. She was 53 or is 53, I believe.
53.
So it's just one of those cases. You shake your head and you think, how do they not know better? But they don't. So
they don't. And this happens a lot. And I think about, too, different cases over the years. You wonder, OK, did this ever happen in my school? And I just didn't know about it. Like, it happens so frequently now, you think this probably happens all over the place. And there's just people that don't get caught. And maybe they're just now finally getting caught doing these things because it's impossible to hide a digital trail. But before, when there was that digital. Is it possible that this was just happening all over the place where there were older people creeping on younger students and it just went either unnoticed or they didn't prosecute it, meaning they didn't go to the police, they held it internally, and we just didn't know about it because of that?
I think adults, though, also have to have their guard up. I think kids today, you know, not that we weren't promiscuous, but I think today the sexualization of our kids, I mean, you know what I mean? Girls are so, they dress more provocative. They don't have the dress codes like we had in, you know, when I was growing up, it was, you know, you were just not allowed to show a lot of skin or wear, you know, revealing clothes. Today, I mean, so, and I wonder too, how many times these cases start with the youth, you know, being provocative, being, you just got to know the barriers. You got to know the you know, draw the line in the sand. This is not appropriate and we're not going to go there. But, you know, some of these coaches, for example, get very close to girls, you know, and things like that in terms of emotionally close. I mean, the field of battle is very intimate in some ways. You know, you get to know these kids on a very intimate level. And I, you know, it happens a lot in college where college coaches fall in love with coaches, especially grad assistants who aren't that much older than they are. So, you know, I just think if you're in education today, if you're an administrator today, you just have to have that hard line of I'm not going to allow myself to be put in those positions where anything inappropriate could happen. And unfortunately, those lines clearly aren't being drawn in many cases. So,
yeah. And I know it's kind of easier said than done, I should say. But if you ever feel that way, you got to remove yourself from that situation immediately, and don't even if it even crosses your mind, you're in the wrong field.
I never think ends good. It just doesn't
never,
end good.
Never ends right. good. Remove yourself from that. Do yourself a favor. All right, let's do the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Acetaminophen. Is that okay? Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol. During pregnancy, can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
So social media feeds are going two ways right now. One, yeah, we already knew this, and most people, especially pregnant women, were warned about this. And the other side of it is there's no connection, so you're just shaming people with autism.
Yeah.
So,
and the people who say that are the same people who said, trust the science, trust your government, do that. Oh, wait, not the government of Donald Trump and the government of RFK Jr., right? I mean, it's just hypocritical. One minute they're saying completely trust the CDC. Now they're saying don't listen to the CDC. It's remarkable.
An area that we are closely examining, as the president mentioned, is vaccines. Some 40 to 70% of mothers who have children with autism believe that their child was injured by a vaccine.
That's a big number. You know, And what they went on to say basically was, what's the downside of listening to these people's concerns, these mothers' concerns? And that's the point they're trying to make. What you're saying is we're not allowed to listen to them because they have a concern is kind of an absurd gesture because you just don't agree with them.
Yeah, and the manufacturer of Tylenol, Kenvue's stock dropped 8 points yesterday. They lost almost more than 10% of their stock.
Wow.
How come Anthony Fauci's not in jail yet? So I've been getting that greeting for the last couple years, and she's still expecting me to have miracles to, you know, put Anthony Fauci away. And it's not like we haven't tried.
Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Might have to play that full clip. That's
great,
really good.
Great question, but there's a long list of people you wonder why they're not in jail yet.
Arriving in Memphis. He said they'd be coming soon.
Yeah, very soon. And we're going to straighten that up just like we straightened out Washington.
Okay.
Was he talking about Chicago DC. There? What was he? Or is
Memphis.
That the Memphis? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They have, I mean, if you all things considered, you look at the crime statistics in Washington, D.C., the National Guard was very effective. I can't really deny that. Now, you might not like the fact that they were there. You don't like when someone comes in and has to do the job that you were supposed to be doing for years and weren't. But he doesn't really have the same authority in Memphis that he does in Washington, D.C. That's the big question.
But he does have the support of a governor. And,
that's true.
And the police department is working hand in glove with them and excited to have them. And the people of Memphis have been pretty outspoken that they're ready for a change and they want their streets cleaned up. So it'll be interesting if they can get the same results in Washington. Other cities have got to take notice.
Yep. You know? Imagine having some kind of ailment, and for the longest time, it wasn't, whatever you were taking wasn't working. And then someone says, you know what, we got something that'll work, and it's shown to work and it's guaranteed to work. And you're like, you know, I don't like you, so I'm just going to keep with the ailment. You know, I would rather be sick than have a healthy body. And that's kind of what's going on in a lot of fronts. If Donald Trump's associated with it, they'd rather be sick than have a healthy body. When it comes to the analogy here, it's cleaning up the streets and trying to get rid of this problem we have with crime and violence, people that are becoming victims with no accountability for the people that are committing these crimes. That's got to stop. They have a solution for it. National Guard can be a solution. You might not like the medicine, but it's going to get the job done, and you're going to be better off when it's over. So it's not going to be there forever. It's not a permanent solution, but it's going to be a way to try to clean things up and at least set you back on the right track. It's worth a try, honestly.
And being an objectionist is not enough. You can't just always be a doubter and say no. And you, if you don't like what's being done, give us your plan, right? What is what is your plan for cleaning up the streets and eliminating the crime and the violence that's occurring in your communities and neighborhoods? If you don't have it, then shut up. Right. I mean, if you're not willing to do something different when you know the crime is a problem and you just keep trying to defend crime, which is what they're doing, you can't knock Trump for trying to do something different in these communities. These are Americans who you know, voted him in. He's the only politician in the world. I mean, in the United States, who was voted in by everybody in the country. Right. This isn't jurisdictional. And he has the right to go out and protect Americans as the president. And so far, he's one for one. Let's see what happens in Memphis. If indeed they see a drastic drop in crime, other cities have to take notice.
Yep.
They have to.
Well, we'll see. We're going to have to talk more about this hour. I want to play that Rand Paul clip, the full one. It's really good. But joining us after the break is the National Defense Fellow at the Ronald Reagan Institute. And with the United States announcing that they're going to take control of TikTok and put it back on American servers, making it more secure. I don't know. I'm still skeptical. Presley Baker is going to join us after the break on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
FM Talk. And joining us this morning is Presley Baker. She is a former National Defense Fellow at the Ronald Reagan Institute and the Alexander Hamilton Society, co-host of the opinion-based podcast, The Casual Critics. Presley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about TikTok. And we've seen some different news stories, headlines about how the United States wants to invest in it in order to make it more secure. Call me skeptical. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything that has ties to China could ever be fully secure. But what do you think?
I think that President Trump is serious about this deal, and I think he sees the importance of TikTok as a disseminator of information in the U.S., specifically with young Americans, and he's trying to do his best to make sure that he can maintain national security and keep TikTok live, which we've seen since January, since he's been in office and has been making deals with the company to extend the ban and things like that. But I do think we are going to see a sale here, at least of American operations and how the algorithm is housed in America. I think it's going to be really interesting. He said that President Xi Jinping has agreed on Friday that TikTok operations should be sold to American investors. So I think we'll see.
How much do we know about the investors here in the United States? Do we know who this conglomerate of guys, they say there's multiple investors in the group. Do we know who they are yet?
Yeah, so we know that the private equity firm Silver Lake's involved, and there's been some talks that the Murdochs might be involved, Michael Dell, Larry Ellison, who's the Oracle co-founder. So we don't know exactly specifics on figures yet or players, but I do think you'll see a lot of the big media people and the big tech get involved in trying to purchase this.
And politics is such a big part now of social media. You've got TikTok, you've got X, you've got Truth, where political, and then on the left you've got Reddit. I'm trying to think of some of the other platforms that I don't engage with, but do you see TikTok as a critical tool? I mean, a critical platform that needs to stay in existence in the United States? So many people actually make a livelihood off of it, right?
Totally. There's lots of people that do make, like you said, their livelihood, have their career on TikTok. But I think even more so than that, it's how a lot of Americans get information now, and specifically Gen Z. And you have a lot of the major media and news networks and politicians that are on TikTok. So, I mean, you can get news from reputable sources on TikTok. But and we've really seen it impact elections. I mean, if you look at the last election cycle, a lot of it was run on TikTok, especially with Kamala HQ and President Trump making basically combating TikToks. And you see it now even with edits of President Trump and tons of people talking about Charlie Kirk. So I do think it's an important political tool, and that deserves to be safeguarded, but it deserves to be done in a way that American data is safe.
Yeah. See, I'm laughing because I don't see a lot of news on TikTok. I kind of stay away from it. But in my mind, I think there's Rachel Maddow doing a line dance trying to tell you how to vote. That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you have the dancers, right? But then you have the reporters, and then they're not usually done at the same time, although that would be quite a sight. But you also see Caroline Leavitt and other conservative reporters and politicians on TikTok. So I do think it's shifted more towards like a balance, and that you're really, that people can get reputable information from it, even though there's a lot of bad information on it.
And I think Trump has given these extensions and kept this dialogue and brought this ownership group together because he himself has had a ton of success and a ton of winning over young people through the TikTok platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think especially with the first kind of ban of this presidency being right before the inauguration, and him really getting that deal through like right as he stepped into office, That was really big, I think, for him with the younger generation, especially.
Now, I know you've got the Baker Take podcast with your mom, which is, I've watched a couple episodes, yes, that very entertaining. You two, you both come at different topics from different viewpoints, generationally different viewpoints. But are you guys, do you guys utilize TikTok? What platforms can we find the Baker Take on the podcast?
You can find us on TikTok. You can also find us on Instagram. So those are our two major ones. So if this doesn't go through and TikTok does get banned, we'll still be around. We'll be on Instagram Reels.
You know, okay. I know this is something that Charlie Kirk, I'm sure, would advocate for to the Trump administration. This is how you reach these type of people. But what would you say to someone like me that feels like a 40-year-old dinosaur that still hates it and rejects it and just doesn't want any part of it? How would you win someone like me over?
Well, I would say that, like, President Trump really wouldn't be advocating for this if he didn't think it could be done in a way that protects American national security. I think that we've seen on several other instances, President Trump really put his foot down on national security. And I think he means business here. And he's put together a group of people, and specifically Oracle, that's going to house and safeguard U.S. data. I think that this will be done in a way that protects the United States interests. And further than that, I think that everybody thinks that the younger generation has something that doesn't mean anything or that they don't like. So I don't think TikTok's going anywhere. And that's my other thing I'll say.
Awesome.
Okay. Part of the Casual Critics and the Opinion-Based Podcast. And I know Dan watches your show with your mom, which sounds awesome.
The Baker Take, yeah. The Baker Take, yeah. The podcast is hosted by Becky and Presley. We appreciate you taking time out of your early morning and joining us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, they're a mother-daughter duo. They've been doing this for about 2 years now, year and a half. And very interesting topics. Everything from, you know, the pains of wedding trends. I saw one TikTok that was about girl power, both on and off the sports field. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
Okay. So. Well, in the spirit of TikTok, I feel like in the next segment, if you're watching the live video feed, watch me as I dance to Rand Paul clips on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Ryan Recker filling in this week alongside Dan Buck. And right before the break, we were talking TikTok. And does that mean we're going to have to change the messaging of the radio station? Instead of 97.1 FM Talk, we're going to have to spell it, instead of T-A-L-K, we're going to spell it T-O-K from here on out to reach the kids?
What?
97.1 FM Talk, T-O-K.
Oh,
that's how
God.
We reach the young kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I wasn't following you there. I'm like, why would we spell talk T-O-K? Oh, TikTok. Gotcha.
Yeah. I know that's the Charlie Kirk strategy, and it
worked.
Long
way to get there. What's
look
that?
At the audience.
Did he?
I think management would love it, honestly.
Bringing in a younger demographic who would actually want to be educated on politics and what's going on in their world today. But, you know, I don't know. It's certainly a challenge these days to get them to go to reliable news sources or go to places where there is, you know, extended debate and discussion over major topics in the news. Kids want it short. They want it sweet. They want it in 9-second clips. And it's just kind of hard, I think, to get them into a long. That's why Charlie surprised me how well he did on college campuses, because it was such a long debate. He would go 3 hours normally at most of his prove me wrong type, you know, setups where, but kids would stay. It was amazing to me to watch the crowds and how those kids would stay engaged with him when they won't stay engaged on anything longer than about 15 minutes. You know, they have short attention spans. I have some friends who are school teachers. They just said it's amazing how short these kids' attention spans have become, that they need to break their lessons up into little short 10, 15 second increments in order to get a message across. They can't have long format really anything in school or they lose the kids. So
different back in the day. You went to a Catholic school in St. Louis, you knew what the nuns would do to get your attention.
I got my knuckles cracked a few times, and Yeah. Sister Benita. We called her Benita Bear. She was a tough cookie. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, okay, so you went to the Catholic school. My dad grew up here in St. Louis, and he went to a Catholic school as well. I'll have to ask him which one it was again. Maybe you guys knew each other. Would that be something? But he told us of the nuns that would, you know, take that sort of punishment. And boy, did he get punished, he said. And the thing he always says was, I deserved it.
Yeah. I mean, I was good for at least one or two spankings every year, too, from the principal.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, the principal. He had the paddle with the holes in it so that we cut down the wind resistance so he'd be able to get more velocity into his swing. Oh, yeah. And then he'd leave these little, because, you know, the paddle would hit you, but he'd leave these little welts where the holes were. Yeah, and you know what? It always got my attention. I usually didn't do whatever got me to that point. I never did that again. Uh-huh. I'll tell you the greatest punishment. I got in a playground fight during a, you know, flag football we played during recess, and me and this kid named Mike Leary lived right across the street from me, got in a fight on the parking lot over a football game. He brought us in and put 16-ounce boxing gloves on. You could never do this today. Okay. But he took us out into a dark gym, the gymnasium, no lights on. It was just daylight coming through the lights. And he said, okay, you two, you like fighting so much, just fight each other until you're done. And we both looked at him, looked at each other. We go, okay, let's go. Well, if you've ever swung a 16-ounce glove on your hand, you know, we were, what, fifth grade, fourth grade? And we hit each other. First of all, getting hit by is like getting hit by a pillow, right? I mean, it's not going to hurt you. And we bopped each other for probably a good minute and a half, 2 minutes, you know, going at it pretty good. And we just both got so exhausted. We both, oh, time out, we need a break. And, you know, we kind of looked at each other and goes, are you done? Are you two done? Are we done now? Are we not going to fight anymore? This is stupid, right? And we just kind of went, yeah. Well, you know, Mike Leary and I were best friends all the way through high school after that, you know.
Oh, that's great.
And I
love that.
Yeah, but I was like, you couldn't even think about doing something like that today. Or people would say, it's child abuse. How dare you promote fighting? And, well, we were just, you know, fifth grade kids with way too much energy, and he knew this would help get it out and get our anger out, and we were done, and we weren't going to hurt, and we were never going to hurt each other with 16-ounce gloves on. But today,
at that age,
this day and age, that would be considered child abuse, I'm sure. Our principal's still alive. He's in his 80s, and just I watch his videos. He is still so active and great guy. Mr. Delorier was his name, and just had great respect for him. Kim Delorier, just a superb man, and he, you know, used some of those old school ways of disciplining, but you respected it, and what? You never wanted to go see Mr. D. If you were in trouble.
What you don't know is the janitor was there because it was dark. You didn't see him. And he was taking action on that fight. So
my money's on that skinny kid, me. Yeah.
So. Hey, did you hear Rand Paul? He gave a great story about coming home to his wife and what his wife says to him when he gets back from the road. I mean, when you live in Kentucky and you travel to D.C. often, there's a certain way that you would hope your wife shows her affection, like, oh, honey, come in. It's so good to see you again. Nope. Rand Paul's wife has a different reaction. This is clip number 9.
I travel to Washington every Monday and then back home at the end of the week. And I get home and I expect, you know, a hug, a kiss, maybe a martini. When I get to the door, I knock on the door and she greets me. And you know what she asks me? How come Anthony Fauci's not in jail yet? So I've been getting that greeting for the last couple of years, and she's still expecting me to have miracles to, you know, put Anthony Fauci away. And it's not like we haven't tried. I, you know, sent two official letters to the Department of Justice under Biden. I've resent those under President Trump as well. But it has been made more difficult, you know, since he was pardoned by the auto pen. Who knew an auto pen that a machine could pardon someone? But it has been made more difficult. But it is something that the truth of the matter and the truth about what went on is incredibly important.
Wow.
That's Dr. Rand Paul looking at Dr. Fauci.
Dude, there's so many things, not just about the COVID crisis and stuff, but just so many criminal acts that we seem to have sound evidence on. We have, you know, a lot, just the Biden family, the crime family issues, that the fact no one has gone to jail yet, not one perp walk out of a government building. You know, think of all of the fraud that was uncovered by DOJ. Just start there, right? How many prosecutions should be coming out of the misappropriation of federal funds, right? And the complete lying and covering up and all of the deceit and the money going to these PACs that were then funneled back to these lawmakers. I mean, the money trail, follow the money and you could get convictions, you would think, all day long. But it's been 9 months now. Or what are we in? Yeah, the ninth month since President Trump took over. And we haven't had a single arrest of a major lawmaker yet. And to me, that's dumbfounding. I don't get it. I don't understand why at least some grand juries being, you know, called and trying to prosecute some of these crimes. Now there was a report that came out as early as yesterday that Pam Bondi is looking at all of the DOJ fraud and that they're looking into it, but she just hasn't executed on any criminal charges. I'm dumbfounded. I really am. And I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of people in our audience going, when are we going to see people arrested and put in handcuffs and walked away and put on trial and locked away to send a message that this kind of activity will never happen again in our government? Unfortunately, I think everyone's starting to think, well, it's just, you know, a way of life and we're just going to have to get used to it because it's going to continue until there's consequences.
Yep. We keep finding more evidence that there was even more money being laundered with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, of course, implicated with that. But we never really fully resolved the whole Ashley Biden stuff. That was so weird. And then, of course, Joe Biden's brother, money coming in to other family members. What's up with that? All of these pardons coming in at the last second. Otto Penn, does the president at that time even know it was happening? If the president didn't authorize it or know it was happening, is it valid? These things are just kind of on
how
the
is
burner.
That? How is that not illegal? How can you legally put the name of a president using an auto pen without his approval? To me, that's fraud, right? That in some of the things that were being signed makes it treason because it was a national act. You were basically saying the president was approving something that he didn't. That is as fraudulent as it gets. That alone, that could be one of the biggest, I think, scandals in American political history, that someone or some people were using the auto pen to execute presidential orders without the president's consent. Is that not massive? I mean,
well, at the very least, elder abuse, because let's say you did this to an elderly parent of yours and you're writing checks on their behalf out of their account into your account. They would look at that as fraud, elder abuse. They would prosecute something like that. I don't see how you can look at the authority the president is given and what was used under that authority as someone associated with him without him knowing it's happening and not apply it the same way.
And
I really don't know.
How about the 3,000 drug dealers who were let go through pardons? Walk me through that. Who were these people? Why were they pardoned? What are you talking about? How in the world did that occur? Oh, it just so happens that maybe Hunter Biden has some ties to drug pens, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's mind-blowing to me that we have not done a full investigation of that auto pen. Just mind-blowing.
I've never really heard that aspect of it, but I'll tell you, how deep this goes is anyone's guess, and I think we got a pretty good indication it goes deep. Coming up after the break in other news, we'll continue on with the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox out this week. Ryan Recker and Dan Buck with you on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
FM Talk.
In other news.
You never know when your medical expertise can come in handy. Get this story out of Kentucky. A nurse heading to work at the Letcher County Health Department hears some noises coming out of a dumpster near her office as she parked her car. Get this. No. There was apparently next door to the health department a moonshine distillery. And they had dumped a bunch of fermented peaches and moonshine in this dumpster. A raccoon was drunk and drowning in it. Actually, there was three raccoons in there. But one of them was literally like passed out. He was so drunk. She got him out of the dumpster using a broom and resuscitated him. And literally gave him CPR mouth to mouth and got the raccoon living again. He had basically drowned himself drunk, dead, and she brought him back to life. Good news for the raccoon, and kudos to Misty Combs, the nurse who saved his life.
Ain't doing that.
The drunk that raccoon. Dumpster diving drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk raccoon.
Put your mouth on a rabid raccoon?
Exactly.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, housing costs are rising. And if you're young and trying to get into the game now, it's not easy. So they did a survey on this, and about 486,000 people in the United States live full-time in an RV, which appears to be more than twice as many as 2021, which means people are looking at RVs as an alternative to apartment living.
Dude, I do it all day long. My wife would never do it. But I would day.
I know Mark would probably do it too.
I would.
Wife would do it.
Would she?
She loves it. We've got a camper. We go camping.
Dude, I would love to have a nice RV, travel around the country, live in it. Yeah, totally would do it. My wife, not a chance in heck. My wife would.
It's an alternative to the high prices. I couldn't convince my wife to do this. Now, keep in mind, some people do it out of desperation, and it's better than living on a tent on the ground. But still, I don't see myself doing this, hopefully trends change.
Dude, if you do the math, I mean, if you get a really nice camper for $80,000, I mean, a drivable camper, you could live in it for, a payment of about $1,100 a month. I mean, that's pretty cheap, right?
Guy talk.
Yeah,
you're not convincing the wife.
Exactly. Hey, it's actually a tragic story, but you talk about not sweating the small stuff. A land care worker, a guy named Tanner Staggs, was just working in Dayton, Ohio, doing his job, out cutting the grass. He's mowing and throws some grass and some dirt up on a guy's car, 36-year-old guy who lived in the neighborhood.
Oh boy.
He comes out, they get in an argument over the grass clippings on the car, shoots him dead. Oh. I kid you not. He shot him once in the chest, killed him on the spot. I am like, are you kidding me? Talk about sweating the small stuff and losing your mind over something. Just take the grass clippings off your car. What is the big deal? Anyway, it's just senseless out there. Use common sense, people. It's kind of like road rage. In this case, grass clipping rage. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's sad.
Well, there was a study in South Carolina that found about 88% of our daily life runs on autopilot. So if you think about all the things you do without thinking, you know, you wake up, brush your teeth, eat breakfast, drive to work, things like that. I know there's that period of time. Produce a radio show. Make coffee at the radio station.
Exactly.
Tease the next break. You know, things like that. Things that you just do, even when you're working, seem to be on autopilot. You know, you're checking your emails, but you're not really thinking about anything that's in it. You're just worried about clearing off the inbox. They say 88% of what you do, your daily actions are routine and automatic. Your body's on autopilot. It seems a little high, but they're saying that's probably where most people sit.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, driving a car, walking, talking, drinking. I mean, all that stuff's autopilot, right? You don't think about it. You just do it.
Exactly.
It's wild. Hey, quick.
Todd, go ahead.
You got one?
I was going to say Todd Pyro joining us next hour. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Todd's awesome. And we also have Mark Walters, our 2A Tuesdays, coming up, too, on the next hour. All coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.